I've got John with me. John's an absolute expert. He calls himself Internet Guru. That's his business. How long have you been programming for, John, or websites?
I've been building websites for probably about 12 years now.
12 years. So you've seen a real change over that time, because I imagine that when you started, you were actually hand-coding using HTML.
Yeah, when I started, we were hand coding of HTML version 1.
Right.
I think it might have been version 0.9 at the time. It's now up to version 4.
Yep.
And, yeah, it was hand coding using a text editor and a lot of trial and error to try and get the pages to look the way you wanted them to.
And then gradually, obviously, authoring software came out. And now, really, I can do a whole website and I don't even have to know anything about HTML. Do you think it's important that I do?
I think it is. You see a lot of mistakes made in websites where people have used an authoring tool and don't understand what they're doing. Different authoring tools apply their own flavour of HTML to the way the page is constructed. And sometimes the way they do it isn't correct. It doesn't fit into these HTML standards. The code could be bloated, so the page download is too large. Or in some cases, like a program like FrontPage, where it actually uses code that just isn't used any longer, you know, creates sites that use redundant code or proprietary tags that don't work on all web browsers.
So where did HTML come from?
The idea of HTML was to create a simple markup language which allowed someone to write a document, give it to someone else, they could open it in a piece of software, which was later become known as a browser, and it would appear pretty much the same as it did on the other person's page.
This is the thing about it. It's not really a programming language, because we've still got English that sits in it effectively, but exactly. Around we've got these tags that indicate what happens to the text, isn't it?
Yeah. It's what's known as a markup language. What it's doing is it's controlling the presentation and the appearance of the text information that's in the page. Likewise, it's controlling the positioning and the sizing of pictures, and more recently, the positioning and sizing of video and flash and other multimedia content.
Yep. So getting down to it, I mean, it's bold and italics, and the size of the font itself and the style of the font is all indicated in those tags.
You can do that within the tags.
Yep.
More recently, there's been a move away from using HTML to control the appearance of the document, and we've now been using cascading style sheets, CSS.
Yep.
The advantage of CSS is it creates more succinct code, the code's lighter. It allows you to control the formatting of an entire website by changing one CSS style sheet rather than having to change every single web page. However, there are still plenty of websites out there which use the older font tags, bold tags, those sort of things. But the recommendation is now to not so much use those tags, but to look at using style sheets instead.
But still, irrespective, you're still going to have to know HTML to do that, irrespective of the style sheet or not.
Yeah, exactly. The knowledge of HTML is fairly important.